KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, we have clear to partly cloudy skies, 50 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be mostly sunny and breezy today with a high of 67. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association. A note to pass along to you this morning, motorists traveling into or out of Oneida on Highway 148 should be aware that there are several cattle on the road or in the vicinity of the road. Located about a mile and a half north of Oneida, law enforcement is on the scene and they've been trying to get a hold of the animals' owners since 4:45 this morning. So again, if you're traveling north out of Oneida on 148 or south into Oneida on 148, be aware of cattle in the road in that vicinity. Topping the news, a routine traffic stop early this morning in Montgomery County resulted in a pursuit that finally ended about 20 miles away in Mills County and the arrest of a Nebraska man. Sheriff's officials say a deputy tried to stop a 2008 Toyota Corolla at around 1 a.m. near the intersection of Highway 34 and Box Elder, or about 3 miles east of Emerson. When the vehicle turned north onto Box Elder and continued for about 3/4 of a mile to a residential driveway. As deputies approached the vehicle, it made a sharp U-turn and pulled back out onto Box Elder, headed southbound. Deputies activated their lights and siren and initiated a pursuit, during which the Corolla failed to yield for the stop sign at the intersection of Highway 34. The car continued westbound on 34 at speeds of up to 112 miles per hour into Mills County. Officers with the Glenwood Police Department successfully deployed stop sticks at the intersection of Highways 34 and 275. The sticks punctured the car's passenger side tires, resulting in the vehicle slowing to 40 miles per hour. Deputies then used a rolling roadblock to ease the car to a halt at Highway 34 and Kidd Road in Mills County. The driver, identified as 25-year-old Ryan J. Lemire of Omaha, and two passengers were detained without further incident. Upon investigation, deputies learned that Lemire was knowingly in possession of a stolen vehicle, that he did not have a valid driver's license, and was in possession of drug paraphernalia. He faces felony charges of eluding and theft in the second degree for possessing a stolen vehicle, and simple misdemeanor charges of reckless driving and possession of drug paraphernalia. Lemire was also cited for speeding 110 in a 55 zone, failure to have insurance, failure to have a valid driver's license, and failure to obey a traffic control device. He was arrested and brought to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held on $5,000 bond. The passengers were released without charges. Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies were assisted in handling the incident by officers with the Red Oak and Glenwood Police Departments, troopers with the Iowa State Patrol, and deputies with the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office. And in an update to a story we brought you first on Sunday morning and again yesterday morning at about the same time regarding a rollover accident Sunday in Cass County, authorities say a Montgomery County man was arrested on a charge of OWI first offense. 22-year-old Timothy Allen Carlson of Elliott was also cited for failure to maintain control. Authorities say the accident happened on Osage Road just west of 550th Street southwest of Lewis at around 1:38 a.m. Sunday. A Cass County Sheriff's deputy arrived to find a 2003 Ford F-250 pickup that had rolled several times before coming to rest on a farm field. The driver, identified as Carlson, was examined at the scene by Griswold rescue personnel but refused transport to the hospital. Carlson was taken to the Cass County Jail and released later in the day Sunday on his own recognizance. Damage to the vehicle was estimated at $10,000, while damage to the crops in the field was estimated at $250. Two people were arrested for allegedly driving while under the influence last Friday in Cass County. The Sheriff's Office Monday reported 24-year-old Justin Dale Hardesty of Cumberland was arrested on charges of OWI third or subsequent offense and driving while barred. Hardesty was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he remained Monday on $7,000 bond. Then 36-year-old Kelly Monta Watson of Omaha, Nebraska, was arrested Friday on charges of OWI first offense and possession of drug paraphernalia. Watson was taken to the Cass County Jail and released the following day on $1,000 bond. Police in Harlan say two people were transported to Murtu Memorial Hospital in Harlan following an accident Monday morning. 54-year-old Gary Lemons and 80-year-old Christian Bloom, both of Harlan, were injured after their vehicles collided on westbound Highway 44 near Chatburn Avenue at around 7:45 a.m. Monday. The accident happened as a 2012 Lincoln MKZ driven by Lemon was stopped waiting for oncoming traffic as he was preparing to make a left turn. Bloom, driving a 2006 Dodge Ram truck, failed to see Lemon, stopped in front of him. His truck hit the rear of the car. Lemon was transported by medevac ambulance to the hospital, while Bloom went by personal vehicle. Bloom was later cited for failure to come to a stop at an assured clear distance. Damage from the crash amounted to $10,000. In our funeral announcements, Rick Stephen Burchett, age 68, of Harlan, died Friday in Omaha. A massive Christian burial service for Rick Burchett will be held today at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Lorena Goebbels, age 97, of Harlan, died Saturday at the Elmcrest Assisted Living Facility. A massive Christian burial service for Lorena Goebbels will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Dennis Billings, age 36, of Kimbleton, died Thursday. Funeral services for Dennis Billings will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Basil Brower, age 97, of Messina, died October 1st at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Basil Brower will be held tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. John Crandall, age 56, of Manning, died Friday. A memorial service for John Crandall will be Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Community of Christ Church in Denison. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. And Opal Hargens, age 92, of Manning, died Saturday at Manning Plaza. Funeral services for Opal Hargens will be on October 25th at 10:30 a.m. at Zion Lutheran Church in Arcadia. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Our news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland and Carson, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.